Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. This is Reverend Dr. Eileen Maddox. I am here today to share the word of God concerning you and me. Primarily, if you've been with me before, you know that we are focusing in on fighting depression, picking up the tools that are necessary. But before we go there, we have to recognize what it is we're working on. You can't just bring tools and think you know what you're dealing with. You got to know what you're dealing with first. And today I'm going to speak from the subject of we gotta live. Yes, I am a Southern girl, so you will hear some colloquialism, but I'll be sure to verify. We gotta live as we must live. We're going to go to John chapter 10, verses 10 and 11. It says, the thief only comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Let us pray. God, it is our desire to live in the gift that you have given us, that is life. God, in this place on the earth, there are so many things going on, but we are grateful and thankful for your presence, God. We're thankful that you are here, that we can call on you, that we recognize that you are our God and we are your people. God, it gets tough sometimes, but when we know what we're dealing with, God, and we have the tools to make it right, we stand a better chance of being victorious because that is what you want us to be. So, God, today I pray that you would come in and help us to claim the victory that is ours in Christ Jesus. It is in your precious name that we pray. Amen. 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 You know, when we know what we're dealing with in life, we tend to create a way to deal with it. If it's something we must deal with, if it's something on the job and we need the job, or if it's something that, for those of you with children, it's something that they really need, we figure out how to deal with it. We figure out how to deal with the things that we have no control over outside of ourselves. You know, the bus is going to come when the bus comes. The job will say yes when the job says yes. Sometimes we can have a little bit of a say, but there are many things that we can't control. But when we know better, we try to do better. As believers, I pray that we do better. We might not be where somebody else is, but if we can make a millimeter of a step beyond where we were before, we are victorious because the enemy has another thing in mind. The enemy wants to just completely wipe you off the earth. Everything that you could possibly deal with or be there to do to be successful, he figures if he can wipe you out, not only will you not prosper, but those around you may feel less prosperous in their being. Oh, but God has an answer in his word. He does. He does. He does. I have to say it like that because the enemy really fights hard to destroy us. He wants to bring us down to our lowest level and take everything from us. It is his job to remove our very being. Why would he want someone here that would give God all the praise and all the glory? And even if we are not perfect, he knows that in our imperfection, God is made perfect. He works daily on destruction of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. But if you're familiar with that scripture, you also know that God will work things out for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. So today, we're going to dive into this two-sentence scripture, this two-sentence pericope that says the thief comes only to steal, kill, steal, and destroy. And I have come that you might have life and have it to the full. Yes, we could deal with everything else in John. Right there, he's really making significant who God is, and he's showing the differentiation between how God acts and how the enemy acts, how God moves and the enemy moves, and he wants to make it clear that he is our God. John's focus in the entire book is the deity of Christ. And he is saying that, yes, the thief comes to steal, kill, steal, and destroy. I got to keep them in order because there's a meaning for that. But I have come that you might have life and have it to the full. Okay, what are you talking about? Well, of course, I had to do a little word search, and I had to see the answer. What question it answers? And that is, what is the benefit of God in our life? And the simple answer is, the benefit of God in your life is that you have life. The word tells us that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, L-I-F-E, the very life that's in you. And if you think back to Genesis, for those of you who have read, in Genesis, I think it's chapter 2, is when God blows breath into the life, into the body that he formed by clay, and it came to life. He's the very life in us. So the enemy wants to destroy that. He wants to put up every boundary and barrier that he possibly can, but God. Let's look at these words, kill, steal, and destroy. The word kill in the Greek means to slaughter for any purpose, to immolate, to sacrifice, to slay, to kill. And it's first because that's the part that knocks you down. You see, when you're dealing with an issue, especially if it's a surprise for you, the enemy wants to knock you off the life source that's connected to it. What are you saying? Usually when there's something that you want to do in your life or you want to succeed in life, it is where your life is. It's where you put life. So he has to destroy that. He destroys that life. Think in terms of your dreams, your plans, the things you want to occur in your life. If I can kill it, then I've already got the action in motion. If I can kill your dreams, if I can kill your plans, the enemy says, if I can do this, I'm well on my way to destroying the very life in you. If I could make you see God's working as God's not working in your life, I can kill you. I can kill your dream. I can kill your purpose. One of the definitions of the Greek word reads to blow smoke, to make you think that there's fire. He will blow smoke. No, you don't even see the fire, but the ha, ha. You see smoke, so you think it's gone, that it's been desolated, so you give up. It's killed. Your dream is done because you see smoke. For any purpose, slaughter it, kill it. take all that is life out of it. The next word we're going to look at is stealing. And it's simple. The Greek word means thief. You see, once I kill it, I have an opportunity to come in and take it away. The enemy is saying, I can come and get it now that it's dead, because you're not looking at it because you think that it's over. And while you're in that state of mind, I'm going to steal your dream. I am going to take it knowing it's not mine to take, because he knows that the purpose of God in your life does not belong to him. He messed up his purpose, and so he wants to take your purpose away from you. He wants to be victorious over God by ruining the purpose that God has put in you. Steal it. He doesn't want to even take it in front of your face. He wants to slide it away. He's a thief. A thief with the intent of not only killing your dream, not only saying that the business will never start, not only saying that you'll never have children, not only saying that you'll never be married, not only saying you'll never own a home, not only saying you'll never have a good relationship with your family, not only saying you'll never be off these drugs, not only saying you'll never have a good job, but taking the whole idea of it away from you. And he does it in a slick and a sly manner. If I can get you to think that it's not there, if I can blow smoke, then I can go over there in that smoke screen and take your dream. Take your dream of children. Take your dream of marriage. Take the dream of your ministry. Take the dream of your business. I can take it, and I can make it disappear. And he can. You think about how many things that you've gone beyond because you could not see it. Because I couldn't see it. Because I saw the smoke, but never looked to detect whether there was fire or not. Never looking to see if there was money somewhere else. Not in the source that I knew, but in the source that is God. Not trusting, not believing that that dream came straight from the Lord. And if you ain't thinking about it, the enemy can come in and swipe that thing, and you'd never even know it was gone. That smoke, would surround you and take you out while he steals the very life from you. And when it's stolen, there's no movement because you're stuck. You're stuck when somebody steals from you. You're stuck. At least that's what the enemy thinks. Oh, they'll never go back to that dream. They won't move on that not one step. They'll run away first. They will set themselves up because they don't believe in their own dream anymore. They won't be able to make decisions because they're lost. No purpose is served when something is stolen from you. No movement. And certainly, if your spirit has been killed, if you cannot see your dream anymore, and then what was left there has been stolen, taken away, when he steals it, the plan is to completely destroy it. The word in Greek is apulumi. Apulumi. To destroy fully. And don't even, you know, crime scene, they can go back and find stuff. His job is to destroy it. The enemy's job is to take it away from you and to off the map, throw it off the map, never see the dream again, never become the actress, never become the pastor, never become the wife, never become the husband, never have children, never. And he convinces you because you cannot see hide nor hair. The beauty of this moment, my friends, my brothers and sisters in Christ, is this. Christ came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Now, you see all the work that the enemy has to do? He has to kill. He has to steal it from you. And then he destroys it. But he does not know the number one detective, the one who detects and knows everything, the one who knew who you were before you were formed in your mother's womb, the one that had a purpose for your life from the very thought of you. And he only has to do one thing to eliminate that whole process. He came because he knew that we had to live. Came. Christ came. In his coming, that ceased the killing, the stealing, and the destroying. It is truly a puff of smoke with no fire when Christ came. That's all he did. Christ came. That's a sermon by itself. Christ came. The mediator came. The lily of the valley came. The healer came. The blessed presence, the God Almighty came. The King of Kings came. Came that you might have life. He didn't just come to help you so that you don't go through the killing, stealing, and destroying that the enemy has, but he came to give you life. And not only give you life, to blow the breath of life in you, but to be go beyond the abundant life that he speaks of is a sense of measure beyond what we know life to be. What are you saying? You know, we often think of supernatural. But do you think of the super life you live now? How many hurdles you've gone over? How many things God has taken you through? How many illnesses you've been through and been healed from? How many times that you've fallen and he's picked you up? How many times doors have been shut in your face, but he opens them up? He takes us beyond just breathing in and out, and he gives us life. In the midst of the darkness, in the midst of the thought of dying, when the enemy thinks he's killed you, he doesn't know who you are. He goes through all that trouble, and then God just came. Because we got to live. He came to give us everlasting life. I might need to rename this sermon. Christ came. He came with one element that takes care of everything the enemy has done. He came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And he's not just talking about when you get to the stage where the everlasting life is going. He's talking about right here, right now, on earth, that you might have life and have it more abundantly. See that. Picture that. Look beyond the smoke. Recognize the smoke that the enemy brings. Hold on to your dream so he can't steal it. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hold on to that thing that you've been waiting for to happen and let it happen. Don't let the enemy destroy it. He can't destroy what he doesn't have. You hold to God's unchanging hand. Trust in him who will not leave you. He came, and he won't leave you. God is here with us. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Sometimes your own understanding is polluted by the enemy's attempt to kill, steal, and destroy you. But if you lean in on God, you remember that he came. And he came that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. And in this case, might doesn't mean possibly. It means that you will have it. It's the might that is. It is the might that is, that you might have it. Here it is. You got it. And not only do you have it, but you have it more abundantly. Even when you reject your own dream, God will bring it back to you. And he'll tell you it's yours. He came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. He is life everlasting. He is life to be lived. He is life to be loved. He is life. God Almighty, he is life. You know, I'm going to leave you all with a little story. I'm going to give you a little bit of me. I always wanted to be important. Always wanted to be important. And when I got saved, God started a trip on humility for me. And for the most part, I thought I was humble, but I also wanted things and strive for things, but then I would think it was never going to happen. So the enemy has been blowing smoke. And when you're dealing with depression, that smoke can cripple you. When you're dealing with depression, you're so caught up in that smoke that's trying to kill you, that somebody's stealing something from you, from me. I'm talking about me now. The enemy works hard to steal my dream. And he tells me my dream is not worthy. That's how he's stealing it. He tells me I can't do it. Here I am, Reverend Dr. Eileen Maddox, and there are dreams about ministry and my life that I still struggle with. But on tonight, I'm putting my hand back in the hand of life. I'm recognizing that Christ came, and I'm sharing that with you. Christ came because we've got to live. We've got to live on this earth, and we've got to live the everlasting life. And the only way we do it is that we grab hold to our dream. We grab hold to our purpose. We keep our hands on it in spite of the smoke that surrounds us so that it can't be stolen. And certainly if it's in our hands, we're not going to let it be destroyed. Because as much as we hold that in our hand, Christ holds us in his. My friends, do not let depression stop your motivation. Don't let it stunt you because your dream has been stolen. Go to Christ. Because Christ can take all that stuff right out of God's hands. All we have to do is say that we believe, that we want Christ to be the king,
the head of our lives. Don't let the enemy steal from you, and don't let him destroy the life that God has for you. This is the moment that I want to say we need Christ. He came. He came for us. And when he came, all he asked is that we receive him. Here's your opportunity to receive Christ. If you would, pray with me. Dear God, you are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. We believe that Christ came, that God sent him. He clothed himself in the skin of man. He went to the cross and took every one of our sins. He took every one of our sins on his back. He died. Went to hell and took the keys to get out. Keys, he opened the door. God raised him from the dead. It is because of that that we have life, that we are saved. God, I pray that anyone who has prayed that prayer recognizes that they are saved. It's not a feeling. It's a knowing, a trusting, and a believing that you came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. This ends tonight's sermon from Reverend Dr. Eileen Maddox, but I pray that it begin your battle against depression by recognizing that with Christ you have life and you have it more abundantly. Amen.
I'm going to go ahead and do the announcements, and we'll get the Reverend Dr. Eileen Maddox to close us out. This is a product of Purpose Kingdom Network, and I'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining us for tonight's show, no matter where in the world you are. We appreciate your listenership and your support. And we really appreciate those that share with their friends and family members, letting them know that Purpose Kingdom Network is on the air. Anytime we do a live broadcast, we're broadcasting live at www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. And anytime we do a live show, you can call in to our show at the phone number 319-527-6091. And anytime you want to talk to the host, you just press the number 1. Anytime you want to hear any of our past shows, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom, where you can simply type in the host name or the show name, and you can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. And once again, we greatly appreciate those that support us by sharing with their friends and family members. Also, we invite you to like us on our Facebook page at Purpose Kingdom, where you can see our upcoming shows and advertisements. And of course, you'll see some of our announcements that we have to make there on Also, if you want to correspond with us here at Purpose Kingdom Network via email, you can contact us at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com, where you can send your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello or send a prayer request. We gladly honor that. Also, we have a radio network. It's called PKN.com. There you can listen to 24 hours of inspirational music. And from time to time, we will broadcast some of our past shows. Okay, and with that being said, tomorrow evening we will be on the air at the 9 p.m. hour, and it's going to be DTW Ministries with Reverend Aaron Williams. And once again, God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening for DTW Ministries, and that's going to be hosted by Reverend Aaron Williams, and that's going to be at 9 p.m. And with that being said, that's going to be the end of the announcements, and I'm going to turn the show back over to Reverend Maddox. And Reverend Maddox, great show.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. I want to leave you with this, that you remember that God is life and that this life is meant to be lived with vitality and with active energy. And the only reason we can do this is because he came. Now may the Lord bless and keep us. The Lord make his face to shine upon us and be gracious unto us. The Lord lift up his countenance upon us and give us peace this day or this night and forever. Amen.
Jesus lives.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Devil wanna see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.